Kids misbehaving, tempted to give them a spanking, but aren't sure if it does more harm than good. Well, you have more company. A comprehensive new study of the effects of spanking came out last week. Some researchers believe it confirms that children may be harmed by the practice long past the initial swat. But the new research only highlights the difficulty of defining what spanking is and of advising parents on whether to use it. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
Since 1932, researchers have produced numerous studies about parental discipline. Few argue that spanking gets a child's attention. Elizabeth Gershoff's new study explores what happens inside a child's head after the swat is delivered.
They have an emotional reaction. They either experience probably anger or fear, and they usually feel pain. And those emotions will trigger how they process the punishment.
Gershoff is an associate research scientist at Columbia University's National Center for Children in Poverty. She spent 5 years reviewing 88 studies on parental discipline, hoping to zero in on that psychological process. Gershoff says she was more than willing to report that spanking could help some children, but she says she can't.
There's no consistent evidence of long-term positive effects on children.
And Gershoff was surprised by the repeated links many studies found between spanking and the problems children have later on in life.
The long-term negative effects include aggression. They include delinquency, some mental health problems, which include substance abuse or thinking about suicide, as well as the risk of physical abuse from that parent.
In other words, there's an increased danger that parents who spank will cross the line. At the same time, Gershoff and other researchers say parents who use this form of discipline may not achieve the desired results. Most young children don't necessarily make a connection between being spanked and a parent's love and concern for their well-being. And though the child may stop fighting and share for the moment, spanking doesn't guarantee he or she will understand why they need to. The anger, shame, and resentment a child can feel may even damage the parent-child relationship. Gershoff's analysis only highlights the difficulty of researching a time-honored practice that can confuse, induce guilt, and create rifts between researchers and among parents.
And when things get polarized like this, we lose sight of a balanced middle position.
Robert Larzelier is an associate professor of psychology at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. His editorial accompanied Gershoff's study in the American Psychological Association's Psychological Bulletin. First, he says Gershoff only found a link between spanking and negative child outcomes, not proof that one causes the other. And he thinks the methodology is flawed.
My problem is how wide a range of studies of corporal punishment Gershoff permitted to be included.
Larzelier says that because there is no standard definition of spanking, it's not surprising that studies have produced such a wide range of results. He says Gershoff failed to distinguish between extremely different behaviors.
She has 7 studies that included hitting the face, slapping the face or head as part of the definition of corporal punishment. 3 studies that talk about either beating up the child or beating with a stick. 1 study that even includes causing bruises and cuts or hitting with a fist as part of their definition of corporal punishment.
All of which are clearly child abuse, Larzelier says, and most parents don't use those tactics. In fact, his research shows that spanking can be effective if it's used correctly.
And that is when it's used by loving parents to back up milder discipline tactics in 2 to 6-year-old children.
He agrees with Gershoff that other tactics like timeouts, withdrawal of privileges, and verbal corrections are better. And Elizabeth Gershoff herself wants to stress that though the evidence against spanking appears to be strong, she's not on some personal crusade.
I don't think a ban on spanking is anywhere near what we need in this country. I think that it's just one of those behaviors that over time people will realize they don't need to rely on.
Since there's no law against corporal punishment in the United States, as in some European countries, it's unlikely that this study will resolve the ongoing debate. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.